Governor Bill Walker's administration is doubling down on its message that China cannot be conclusively linked to surveillance of Alaska networks earlier this year. Meanwhile, the cybersecurity firm that first reported the activity is cautioning the state to be vigilant against further attacks. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, Rasha McChesney has this story.
When researchers at Recorded Future found evidence of Chinese surveillance of networks in Alaska, they weren't exactly looking for it. Priscilla Marici supervises the team at Recorded Future that put out a report on that surveillance. She says the company's data scientists, intelligence analysts, and engineers were actually trying to figure out what a compromised network in Tibet was being used for.
That kind of led us down sort of this other rabbit hole that takes us through the rest of the report, which is what we see as malicious activity, right, that's coming from this university in China, Tsinghua, which is essentially the equivalent of China's, like, MIT, you could say.
They found evidence that computers at a university in Beijing were being used to gather information on networks in Kenya, Brazil, Mongolia, and Alaska. In Alaska, the report documents over 1 million connections between the Chinese university and several networks in the state, including the Alaska Communications Systems Group, or ACS, the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, and the state of Alaska government. There's no evidence that any of those connections successfully penetrated a network in Alaska. No evidence of a hack. When reports of the scanning activity were made public, a spokesperson from Governor Bill Walker's office said it was routine anonymous activity. Basically, someone checking to see if the doors are locked in Alaska's networks.
So it's a bit more than just checking if the front door is locked, right? It's like knocking on all the windows, looking at your security system, poking around in the sand around your house. Also doing it while you're not home and they know you're not going to be home.
Marici says the scanning was very targeted and pointed at a specific number of ports in Alaska networks that are exploitable.
So it's highly focused. Very, very high volume, extensive, and very peculiar, tailored, right, to these Alaskan networks, vulnerabilities that the Chinese actors were looking for.
Walker's administration is also doubling down on the idea that those scans may not have come from China. When reached via text on Friday, Walker's press secretary, Austin Baird, wrote that no one from the state's Office of Information Technology was available to talk about the issue, and that Walker's administration still does not believe that the surveillance came from China. Marici and other cybersecurity experts are questioning the wisdom of ignoring signs that someone in China is attempting to spy on Alaska. She says there's no question that the scanning came from the Chinese university. What isn't clear is whether it came from university students or at the behest of the Chinese government.
People will say that university students, you know, do all kinds of things on university networks. And, you know, how is it possible that you could suspect, right, that this would be a Chinese kind of state-sponsored activity?
Marici points to the timing of the scans between April 6th and June 24th. She says it indicates that Alaska was targeted before and after Walker's trade mission to China in late May. Joseph Lorenzo Hall is the chief technologist at the Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit Center for Democracy and Technology. He says it's common for this type of scanning to originate from China. It's usually followed up with attacks on the networks.
You know, it seems a little dismissive of the Alaskan government to say, we're not even sure this is from China. If you know, Recorded Future and other folks like that have global infrastructure that can see certain kinds of data flows, they drop in that report the actual IP addresses. You can look for yourself and see that IP address is allocated to Tsinghua University.
Hall says the state should dig deeper and make sure there weren't any successful hacks.
You know, while I can imagine the Alaskan government saying, hey, nothing to see here, whatever, from the PR perspective, I really hope at the same time they're going back and looking at logs and stuff from that time period.
Both Hall and Marici said Alaska should be vigilant against further attempts at surveillance, especially as it continues commercial negotiations with China to build a natural gas pipeline. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.